Former Congressman Bob Beaupre, thanks for joining us.
Delighted to be with you.
It's definitely been a heated campaign, and Governor John Hickenlooper, he's criticized you for having an attack-first mentality. Can you talk about how you would try to work collaboratively if elected?
I think what I'm doing is standing up for Colorado. There's a whole lot of Coloradans that, as I travel around the state, wonder where the governor is. They ask the straight-up question, does he know he's not mayor of Denver anymore? Or does he think he's just governor of Denver? A lot of people think that he's not been standing up for them. He might choose to describe that differently, but I think that there's a leadership vacuum. The vision I'm trying to lay out is that I know where this state needs to go, and I think I've got a pretty good idea of how to get us there on education issues, get the economy moving.
There's a good chance Democrats will hold at least one chamber after the election. Name a policy that you would push that you think would get bipartisan support.
Let's talk about reading, for example, the education issue that I keep raising, suggesting that somehow magically next year our reading scores are just going to improve, because I don't think that's a very, very good explanation to parents, and certainly not children, who about 30% of our kids in Colorado, we find every year, can't read at grade level proficiency, and the scores just got worse. And we do have legislation out there, the READ Act, that was supposed to address it. Somebody's got to lead on that issue, and I'm ready to do that. If that takes allocating some resources, I think the legislature, Democrat or Republican, is willing to talk about that.
During a recent debate, you said you'd back a campaign to repeal marijuana legalization. How big of a priority would this be for you?
That really needs to come from the people. It's in the Constitution now, and the people voted to put it in the Constitution. People are talking about that. And my answer to them has always been the same thing. If they decide that they want to amend or change or perhaps even repeal, then we'll have that discussion. I wasn't a fan of it to begin with, but now my challenge will be to do the will of the people.
So you wouldn't necessarily be campaigning for some type of ballot question?
No, that's not part of my agenda.
Immigration reform, obviously a big policy topic, you know, mostly a federal issue, but we have had some state policies, driver's licenses for people who are in the country illegally, and then the in-state tuition for students who came here as children but who are in the country illegally. Are those things that you would push to repeal? Are you okay with them? Would you like some modification? And are there other state policies you'd like to see?
Well, the driver's license isn't working very well. I mean, that the governor hasn't been able to implement that, the tuition credit. I really think that was intended for citizens of the state, residents of the state, legal residents, children of. That's where it should have stayed, in my opinion. The bigger issue is that we're a better state and a better nation than what we're demonstrating by a lack of will to address the real problem. And the real problem is that for about 30 years, we've had, since the last amnesty program, we haven't secured our border, we haven't modernized legal immigration, we haven't really enforced the employment laws. Governors, I think, are feeling the impact on their states, and that's why I think it will be governors, a coalition of governors, that really will bring forward the pressure and the solution on how to fix it.
And you've blasted the governor for pushing the can down the road when it comes to oil and gas regulations. The issue is likely to come up next session. Would you be open to any changes in the state's current regulations, especially on mitigation for communities and homeowners?
Well, answering a hypothetical is a tough thing to do. I guess to say that I would or wouldn't, not knowing exactly what that is, it's hard to say yes or no right now. But I really don't think that this whole discussion started necessarily about trying to solve an identifiable problem. Concerns about local control and so forth, sure, we ought to be open to that. But what I criticize the governor for is keeping this uncertainty alive that's really costing us jobs, and it is. You know, where we're producing a lot of energy in Colorado, specifically Weld County, they seem to be getting along very well.
Former Congressman Bob Beaupre, thanks so much for talking to us.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.